Throughout my years of experience, I've consistently noticed certain behaviours and attitudes that keep cropping up time and time again. These patterns aren't just random, they reveal a lot about how we perceive ourselves and how we believe others perceive us too. I'm talking about feelings like guilt, shame, embarrassment, and blame. These emotions can be incredibly powerful and, unfortunately, incredibly destructive. They often signal that deep down, you're not satisfied with your voice, and perhaps more profoundly, you're not satisfied with yourself. But where do these feelings come from? Why do we carry this heavy burden when it comes to something so natural and fundamental as our own voice? For some, it stems from a relentless pursuit of perfectionism. We set these impossibly high standards, and then we beat ourselves up when we inevitably fall short. Every minor flaw becomes magnified, and every mistake feels like a catastrophe. This constant self-criticism doesn't just stifle our voice, it stifles our spirit. For others, these feelings are rooted in past traumatic experiences. Maybe someone mocked the way you spoke when you were younger, or that an adult told you to be quiet and that your opinions didn't matter. I wouldn't underestimate this. I remember one teacher when I was in junior school, so I was about 7 years old, 8 years old, and she told me not to sing in assembly because I couldn't. I wasn't able to sing and she didn't like it. She told me to be quiet. And that's not a very nice thing to tell a 7 or 8 year old. I eventually sort of worked through that and I became a singer years later, maybe to prove her wrong, I don't know. But still, these experiences, what we're told, especially when we're young, by older people and adults and our guardians and those our peers, can have a lasting effect on us. These kind of negative experiences can leave deep scars that will make you hesitant to speak up or speak out later in life. And so sometimes bad parenting techniques or terrible teachers can leave you feeling like it's best for you to be quiet, and we often take these things in subconsciously, we suppress them, and they just become part of our everyday script and the way we see the world. So we eventually pull away, and we don't express ourselves, we don't share ourselves, because we don't feel we have the right. And so over time, we can develop a warped sense of what it is to have a good voice, or a valued voice, or even our opinions that we're going to express. We somehow lose faith in ourselves. And so very commonly, we are dictated to about what a good voice is, or what good ideas are, or you know, what's beautiful, what's authoritative. And so we set these standards for ourselves, which are not necessarily who we are, or what we sound like. They're not natural to us. And it makes us feel even less than. So if we already have these self-conscious feelings, and then we see that the bar is set so high by actors, singers, celebrities, personalities, people who actually speak for a living, then it feels almost impossible for us to match that. And so we don't even bother to try. And then again, social media and some other voice coaches seem to perpetuate these ideas of what it is to be successful and to be accepted. But here's the thing, these standards are often unrealistic and unattainable. And again, they're very specific to a certain area and a certain time and place and the person themselves. We each have our own individuality. We each have our own attitudes, behaviors. We have our own instrument, our own body, our own voice. And we need to start finding ways to become comfortable with that and improving what we have, not trying to become something we're not. Of course, it's natural to want to fit in, to communicate more effectively, to be clear and understood by others. We all have a fundamental need to express ourselves and to be heard. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to express and improve ourselves. That's just part of being human and striving for growth. However, if the reason that you're holding back from making those improvements, whether it be changing your voice, pursuing a passion, or changing your situation, is because you're worried about what other people think of you, then perhaps the issue doesn't lie with your voice, but within your self-belief. Think about it. How many opportunities have you missed because you doubted yourself? How many times have you stayed silent when you had something important to say because you feared being judged or rejected? It's time to change that story, that narrative, that feeling By realigning your priorities and focusing on what really matters to you now, not when you were 7 years old, you can start to shed those old self-sabotaging, destructive attitudes. Start by embracing your voice exactly as it is, a unique and dynamic expression of who you are. Recognize your voice has value and your thoughts and opinions deserve to be heard. Building confidence takes time, but every small step counts. Maybe it's speaking up more in meetings, maybe it's sharing ideas with your friends, or simply practicing daily talking aloud in your room to get started. Celebrate these small victories, and over time you'll start to notice a shift in how you feel about yourself and your abilities. Remember, your voice isn't just about the sound that comes out when you speak. It is you. It's about your perspective, your experience, your stories. It's about the impact you make on others and the world around you. So don't be hard on your voice or yourself. Embrace who you are, imperfections and all, because that's what makes you unique, authentic, and relatable. Trust in your abilities. Have faith in the journey and know that you really do have something to offer. You've got this. Your voice matters, and so do you. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, go easy on yourself and look after your voice.